Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1642, Georgetown Auto Sales Incorporated.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of U.S. Route 113, 1,300 feet south of Route 527, also known as Wilson Hill Road, and to be located on 2.647 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I'll pass down copies of the site plan, survey and site plan. For this application, we've also received two agency comments on this application. First one being from the Department of Transportation, dated September 27th of 06. Makes reference to Georgetown auto rezoning. In bold print, we do not recommend a traffic impact study be performed for this application. The respective land is adjacent to U.S. Route 113, thereby subject to the policy of DLDOT's Corridor Capacity Preservation Program. The main goal of the program is to maintain capacity of the existing highway. According to the Office of State Planning Coordination Strategies for State Policies and Spending document, the property is located within a level one investment area. In this area, state policy will encourage development and orderly growth. The department will permit the property owner to develop a single rights-in, rights-out entrance along U.S. Route 113. However, there is a potential of constructing a service road in the vicinity of this site. If the service road is developed, then direct access to U.S. 113 will be eliminated and replaced with access to the service road. The property owner can stay informed of the U.S. Route 113 north-south corridor study by reviewing DLDOT's website or contacting Monroe Height. And it provides a phone number. The second letter is from County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and it was received yesterday, May 13th. It makes reference to the applicant, the location, tax map number, the proposed use, the size of the parcel. The site is not located in a proposed or current county operated to maintain sanitary sewer and or water district. They provide no comments relating to water, sewer. An individual on-site septic system is proposed. The site is not capable of being annexed into any sanitary sewer district or county operated. The proposed project adjoins the town of Georgetown and is within the town's future growth and annexation area, and they suggest the applicant contact the town of Georgetown for information regarding central sewer, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's signed by John J. Ashman. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Anyone here representing this application?
Jim Stickles, Rehoboth Beach. Okay.
Sir, you've heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything else you would like
basically
to add?
What he read is what I'm you know, I'd like to get it changed to for a car sales and office space.
And basically, Chrysler that's dealership it. Or
excuse me,
Chrysler dealership or?
No.
Oh, yes.
I got the letter today. No, they're not doing that for used car lots.
That's not as funny to some as it is to others.
He didn't get a letter.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we see if anyone on the commission has any questions
okay.
for you. We'll kind of go about it that way.
All right, that'd be great.
All right, then. And we'll start with my friend, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I have difficulty calling you Mr. Stickles, so I'll call you Jim.
Okay.
As you know, with your request of change in zone, it's not so much an issue for us as to what's going to be there as to what could be there under commercial use.
Okay.
And having stated that, the fact that you're next to commercial property is not of concern to me. I'm just letting you know that as with a change of zone, it's not so much an issue of your presenting to us what actually is going to be used there, although it's nice to know what might be used there. And with my little dissertation, have you approached the town of Georgetown about annexation?
No.
You'd rather not pay the town tax?
I'd rather not pay. I'm in town. but as far as, you know, what's going to be there, it's commercial on both sides. It's commercial across the street. The state says that's the area that they encourage for growth. So I think anything that would fall in line for that zoning, I think, would be for the property.
And have you had any discussion with DLDOT about your entrance permit or about the highway overlay zone?
Well, they said in the future that it may have a, what is it called?
Service road.
Service road. Yeah. And, but that's it.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any more questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
No questions for me.
Mr. Gordy.
I have no questions.
Mr. Smith.
One question, Mr. Stickles, have you had any conversations with the First Baptist Church just to get any?
No, but they a few years ago, they had that property for sale for commercial use, and so I wouldn't imagine they would be object to a commercial venture going in there. Because I looked at that property a few years ago when they had it for sale.
All right. But you would be sensitive to them being there before you. And as Mr. Johnson said, if you are granted this, you can do with it whatever's permitted.
It was a church at the time when it was for sale. So they were trying to sell it as commercial property. So that's, you know. And no one's, you know, we're good neighbors.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Lane.
The town's immediately adjacent to you on the south.
Right.
And the commercial, 600 foot deep or 500 foot deep, whatever it is the radio station property on your north.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's not zoned commercial or in town is you and the gas station across the street.
What is that? What is he?
We're not sure what he is. So we're dealing with that. It's actually non-conforming. But it was closed for too long, so he has to go through the process.
I know they keep checking my water, so.
Oh, there, right. I'm sorry. I will say that we haven't heard anything from the town. They were sitting there.
Okay.
So I guess they had no comment.
Apparently not.
That's all.
All right.
Is that it?
No. I'm not done with you yet.
Okay.
Grab it.
What?
Council?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, now we're done with you.
All right, thank you very much.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
I think you dropped some, Jim.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1642, Georgetown Auto Sales Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1642? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.